This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And how about it? Happy race day, everyone, along the Gulf Coast. Hey, you know those showers that we were talking about that might be coming? 80% chance of showers? I'm looking at the weather map right now. We're going racing, baby. It don't matter if you're dirt or asphalt. Let me tell you what's on today's show. First of all, thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flags Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. Tim Bryant standing by. The track record falls last night with the Wing Sprinters, the must-see extreme at Five Flags Speedway. Shattered it three times. We'll talk to Tim about that. And, of course, today's schedule. Joe McCardle standing by with Sunny South Raceway. And the next race coming up will be April 5th. The Mods and Bombers return with all the local classes. Again, I've always said that Sunny South Raceway is kind of like our own private Bristol in our own backyard. And I'm excited about having 23-year-old engineering student from UFC, Ricky Taylor, on. Now, let me tell you about Ricky. Ricky drives a Spirit of Daytona at the number 90 Corvette Daytona prototype. April 5th through the 7th, the Honda IndyCar Grand Prix is coming up to Barber. He's driving the Grand Am Porsche 250. This is going to be a sweet thing. He had the pole back in 2010. Now he's got the track record that still stands. His car last year won the pole in 2011, 2012, and won last year at that track. So Ricky's standing by at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk with him. And then somebody who does just a lot for a student that's just getting started. He has done a lot in the racing community with SBNation.com. That's Matt Weaver. He went to Bristol for the first time, his first experience last week. We'll talk about that. He's already picked some of the winners. Will Power thinks he's going to win not only at Barber, but take that IndyCar championship all the way in 2013. We'll also talk about feuds in NASCAR. You know, you got Joey Logano and Denny last week. Denny won the pole. He says it's done. Logano says, I got something for you. So there's lots of stuff to cover. So let's get it started and first say good morning to probably a very tired Tim Bryant. Hey, how are you, Tim?
Hey, good morning, Kane. Now, maybe a little tired, but raring to go one more time.
Oh, that's it. You know, let me say, wow, first of all, we had so many fans that were on your Facebook page and throwing out those the videos of these guys flying around the track. The track record last night falls not once, not twice, but actually, I said three times. I was wrong. Six times as the Wing Sprinters shattered that old mark on opening night. Tell me about it.
Well, it was nothing short of insane. I mean, these guys, these are 410 sprints.
Wow.
They're bad to the bone. We were looking at a possible new track record, and not only did we get that, we got it, as you said, numerous times. And Brian Gerster just put the fans on the edge of their seat with a lap of 13.240 seconds, better than a half a second off the track record. It was unbelievable.
Now, he's from Fishers, Indiana, and I know exactly where that's at, me being a Hoosier himself. Buddy with Eric Jones, who, by the way, that 16-year-old who outdueled Kyle Busch last season in the Snowball Derby, now racing for Kyle. That was big news as well, but he made his first trip to Pensacola, and I think he's probably pretty happy making the history.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty prestigious honor having the overall track record at a track in the South. So I'm sure he's going to have some bragging rights for at least a year. I don't see that record falling as the Extreme Sprinters won't be back until 2014. And we do look forward to having them back every year. The fans love these cars. A strong field of cars.
Wow.
Last night we had 29 cars on ground.
Wow.
Of course, they start the fastest 20 in the 30-lap feature. And I tell you, if you blink your eye, you can miss it.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
You know, only one incident. You know, one thing when these Wing Sprint cars come and you do a double hitter like this, especially as a track promoter, you got to think, okay, if two or three or four of these guys get wadded up, are they going to be able to be ready to run Saturday? Mike Larson, I think his name, crashed into the inside wall in the front stretch after making contact with Ryan Myers, out of turn four. And that was during, I think, the second qualifying heat. But he went end over end, and it was kind of a scary moment, from what I understand.
Well, it was a hard crash,
yeah.
in the inside wall, and of course Shane Butler, who has been a regular up here on the Gulf Coast for several years with the TBARA,
mm-hmm.
also had a hard crash in turns three. Shane's got a backup car. Mike Larrison is also the guy that hit the wall practicing at MIS last Sunday, so he's had a rough week here. But I tell you, the lights in the pits at Five Flags stayed on all night long as these teams were scurrying to make repairs, and there's going to be a strong field of cars there again tonight.
Well, you know, I know that, you know, Brian had a good qualifying run, but didn't quite finish where he wanted to. Tell us about the rundown. And what's neat about having that many cars, I think you guys had, what, four heat races?
Four heats for the for the sprint cars, and you know, there was, I think, 7 cars in each heat. But when it was all said and done, Ryan Litt from London, Ontario, Canada, parked in Victory Lane. It was his first must-see racing extreme sprint car series win, so it was really big for those guys. They had a little bit of trouble on their trip south with their transporter, and so it really started off the weekend really good when the karma wasn't so good when they pulled the pit.
Wow. Well, you know, you not only had great racing with the wing sprint cars, and again, I'm from Indiana, so I'm used to seeing these guys on the dirt, but it's something special when they're on the asphalt. You're not sliding around. The speeds are incredible. Can you give me a guesstimate on how many miles an hour these things are cooking around the turn, especially your track at Five Flags? They'll be faster in Mobile tonight.
Yeah, they'll be faster tonight. They'll be in the mid-130 range at the end of the straightaways. It's just it's unbelievable these cars can go that fast. And by the way, they may not slide around like they do on dirt, but these cars, they steer so quick, they twitch, and it's amazing the way these guys control these cars at the speeds they're going. Their reaction time is just seconds to none.
Would you ever take a spin in one of those suckers?
I tell you, I could sit here and tell you I'd love to, and I think if you talk to 100 people, 98 of them would tell you that. But when it come right down to strapping them in, probably some of them would bail out, and I might even be in that group.
Well, you know, you had the local divisions as well. No surprise, you've got the Sportsman and the top two guys once again battling up front, Steve Buttrick, and how about Brandon Fowler? Cool night, a little bit temperatures made a big difference there, and takes home another track record, and it was a quick one.
Another track record for the Sportsman division here at Five Flags, and of course Brandon Fowler has really got his game on this year. Yeah. But I tell you, he's lacking one thing: 2 times out, a third at MIS on ARCA Mobile 200 weekend, a second last night. He is wanting to beat that 33. Steve Buttrick, of course, has won both those events. Steve is a marks man. There's some racers. Oh, yeah. The rumblings in the pits are, we're going to beat that 33.
You got to catch him first, and I know tonight what you've done to cross-promote both tracks with the Gulf Coast Championship. We're starting to see a lot of the Bombers and Sportsmen and all the classes going back and forth. So I would be shocked if Buttrick didn't show up. I know Fowler's coming. I've already seen it on his Facebook page. So these guys are taking that particular championship serious. But when these guys battle, you know, even Buttrick said, you know, Brandon raced me good, and I appreciate that. These guys have respect for each other. They're not going to beat and bang on each other. Now, we saw it last year at your track where they got into each other a couple times. That's hard racing. Come out of 4 coming to the white flag. You know, you're gonna race and use as much track as you can when it comes down to something like that, and you go so close. Now obviously you don't want to wreck the guy in front of you, but these guys seem like there's some respect between the two.
Well, I think there really is, and of course the top 4, third was Shanna Ard, driving Tina Davidson's car, and Randy Thompson, multi-time champion at both tracks, finished 4th. I think you'll see all those guys over there again tonight, and you mix that up with the MIS regulars, and you've got one heck of an event.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a huge field of cars. And how about my young fella, Tracy Soles, wasn't sure what to do after he took the win. First time, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Victory Lane in a feature race for him. 20-lap feature with the Bombers, had 17 cars. That's how many cars we had last time we raced over at MIS, so you guys had a lot of cars there. Tell us about that victory. And he was a little upset. He had quite a few cautions in that race.
Well, it was there was a few cautions, and that's maybe typical of opening night here at Five Flags, of course, with the Bomber division. And you know, one of the things we knew entering 2013. Kane, is that we would see some new faces in Victory Lane as Gary Goodwin, a 2-time champion, moved to the Sportsman division. Yeah. I think he had a 6th-place run last night. And was very dissatisfied with that, by the way. He says, I'll be back, and I'll be back stronger. Also, Brandon Burks had moved into the Sportsman division. And Kenny Williams, he wasn't able to be here last night, another driver that's moved to the Sportsman. So that said, some new faces will appear in Victory Lane in the Bomber division. And I tell you, it was great to see Tracy Soles get his first feature win here last night. He jumped on the roof of that car and jumped up and down. You thought he won a Daytona 500. And so we was really proud for Tracy. He's a good young man. And by the way, his favorite racetrack is Mobile International Speedway.
You know, he told me that. We pit next to each other at the ARCA Mobile 200, and he said, boy, I love this track. And he had a great run. You know, he's got to shake some things down because there are some slight changes you have to make in between the track. But, you know, talking with him and Burks and some of the other drivers that are going back and forth, including Buttrick, you know, I asked those guys, and I don't know if anyone made any comments about it last night at Five Flags, but, you know, all the work that you did on the resurfacing of the track. Now, let me go back. I shouldn't say resurfacing of the track, but fixing certain craters, or not even craters, but, you know, you had some issues on the track. it seems that all the drivers tell me the tire wear is much better this year, and they seem to be getting some quick speeds. And you look at the track records from last night. I think you did a great job, Tim.
Well, I tell you, Richard Goff from Louisville, Kentucky, actually came down last night for the races. He was the contractor that did the repair work, and he was just beaming. I mean, he accomplished everything that he had set out to do, and we were really happy for Richard and all the racers as well. You know, it's still an asphalt track. It's going to take tires to run fast at any asphalt track, but the tire wear is a little better. What it really means is better racing for the fans because the tires don't fall off as fast and guys can run wide open longer.
Well, let me ask you about today's schedule. Obviously, we are watching the weather and pulling up on WKRG Channel 5's phone app and the weather radar. I see absolutely nothing so far. I've scanned all the way out to New Orleans. You know, we're looking at an 80% chance of rain today. They say maybe a pop in the morning and then closer to late evening, maybe into midnight. Now, I think with the field of cars you got, you've got these wing sprint cars that go quick. You've got the Bomber, Sportsman, and the Superstocks just starting this year at Mobile International Speedway. You've done a couple things to try to get the racing in quicker for the fans, but that might help us with the weather today, too. Tell me about it.
Well, we're going to obviously watch the weather, Kane. We wish the forecast was better. It's not. We're not going to pull the plug too early on this thing. We do have a backup plan. I mean, we want to talk about that right out of the gate. If for some reason tonight's races get rained out, we're going to race this weekend. Tomorrow looks pretty good. We're going to open the pit gates at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. The grandstand gates will open at noon, and practice will start. And right around 3 o'clock, we're going to go racing tomorrow afternoon if we lose tonight. But we're not giving up on tonight. Right. As you said, the weather looks a little better than we thought it would this morning. So all we can do is really encourage folks to monitor our Facebook page throughout the day, and that'll be the first place that we'll make a post. And we'll, of course, let people know that everything's still on go, and if we do end up having to make a decision, we'll put it there first.
And I know I'll do the same thing. You give me a call on the cell phone, we'll put it out there, we'll make sure people know. But 9 o'clock, the courtesy pit gate opens up for the Must-See Extreme Racing Sprint Cars. A lot of these guys want to get set up early, but you're not doing anything until 2 o'clock. Pit gates open today at 2 to get all the regular drivers in, then practice two rounds at 4 o'clock. Tell me about the lineup tonight. 7 o'clock heat races, all divisions doing heat races tonight?
No, we're going to be qualifying the Superstock, the Sportsman, and the Bombers tonight.
Okay.
With the four rounds of heat races in the Must-See Sprint Series, time constraints just going to keep us from being able to do that. So we'll qualify all three local divisions tonight. We'll do a dice roll for the invert on the features, and we'll run four of the sprint car heats. Probably run a B main, and then come back at the end of the evening with a 30 lap main, and hopefully that'll be sometime around the 10 o'clock hour again. Our goal for 2013 is start the racing program 7 p.m. and have folks on their way home, you know, at a pretty decent hour.
What do you see so far, just starting with Five Flag Speedway? You know, I want to talk about the crowd for a minute. Not exactly what you wanted. It has to be probably due with the weather, but you've got so much promotion that you're doing between the two tracks. You're on radio. You're on TV. What does it take as a promoter nowadays to get the family to come to the track? Because the prices are not outrageous. You're putting on one heck of a show. You've got all these drivers that take so much pride. I don't care if it's a Bomber, a Sportsman, all the way up to these wing sprint cars. I mean, these guys worked all year long in every division on these cars, and they're very proud to race them. They've got great sponsors on all the cars. So what does it take as a promoter to get these fans in the stands? Now, granted, we have weather issues, but I don't think it's going to be a problem. All we can do is just let everyone know that, hey, this is what's happening, and this is an opportunity for you to come see something you won't see every day.
Yeah, for one thing, fans need to know that we're not going to put them in harm's way. If there's a storm brewing, or if there's lightning or something like that, obviously we're gonna call the races. But please don't let a bad forecast change your mind about coming to the races, because you may miss a great program. Now, our crowd last night was pretty darn good. Wasn't what we normally hope for a season opening, especially a race as big as this one was. Yeah. And but it was a pretty good crowd. So we, all that said, we're pretty happy. I'll tell you, Kane, the biggest thing that we can have that helps promotion and helps drive fans to the gates, we can advertise anywhere and everywhere, but we need and we have a great group of racers. We have a great race program. The racing is just awesome on the Gulf Coast at both tracks, and we just need all the racers to keep a positive attitude and, tell your friends and neighbors and tell them what they're missing if they're not coming. And, you know, I guarantee you it'll snowball, and that's not an attempt to put in a plug for the snowball derby.
I think that was pretty smooth, buddy.
I think we can get the fans out there, and we're going to give them a good night of family entertainment for a value price.
All right, one more thing, and I'll let you go because I know you got to head over to the track and get ready. I want to go back to Five Flag Speedway really quick. Motorcycle's been added to the Napa 150K and in NASCAR event, and you can still get tickets. Tell us when the date is. I believe it's, April 12th and 13th. It's a two-day show.
It's a two-day show. MIS, of course, is off that weekend.
Right.
And by the way, we are racing again here next Friday night at Five Flag Speedway with the debut of the Pro Trucks, Super Stock Sportsman, and Bombers. Five divisions running, just a $10 ticket. And any of the folks that was here last night for the sprint car races can use their rain check to get in for $5 next week.
Wow.
The following weekend, we'll be at MIS on Saturday night, a standalone event. I know all the Pensacola guys will be chomping at the bit to get over there that particular weekend. And then the following weekend, as you said, April 12th, we'll be running Super Stock Sportsman and Bombers on Friday night along with the NASCAR K&N Series practice. The NASCAR K&N Series Napa 150 is Saturday night, 7 o'clock start, and we're going to have the Southern Motorcycle Asphalt Racing Series along with that. So we're really looking forward to that. And one last thing I want to mention, April 27th, first time ever at Five Flag Speedway, a Twilight Drift. That's going to be very cool for all our drifting friends. We're going to start at 5 o'clock and drift until 9.
And you know, I've already talked to a lot of these drifters. They've been chomping at the bits as we've talked off the air to come and drift, and then a night drift is going to be something. I'll be there. I'm going to have some music pumping. I'll be doing the announcing. Always a big event. But these kids, I shouldn't call them kids because you got a guy who's got an orange Corvette that's out there. It's older than both of us and out there having fun. But this is a big thing for them. And why are you doing drifting at your track? Real quick.
Well, I tell you, it's an opportunity to get a lot of these younger people, mostly younger people, off the streets.
Yeah.
They're sliding these cars up and down our highways.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out, quite by accident, we discovered that we had a good venue for allowing them to do that. We're having a lot of fun with it. They're having a lot of fun, and there's just no reason not to.
Yeah. Well, Tim, I know you're going to be busy, so we'll let you head to the track. We've got a lot more to do on the show, so as always, we appreciate you coming on board. Cannot wait to come play at the track tonight. Remember, gates open at 2 o'clock, and we're doing our anti-rain dance.
We appreciate that. Thanks for having us on, and we're going to see everybody tonight.
All right, Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway. Coming up next, we're going to go Grand Am racing. Hang on. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, thank you so much to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. Again, a great night of racing tonight with the must-see Extreme Wing Sprint Cars coming down from Michigan, doing the double duty from Five Flags. We just talked with Tim Bryant, and man, it's going to be great. Showers are going to stay away, I think, but you watch on Facebook. You also look on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on Facebook or Five Flag Speedway, Mobile Speedway. We're going to keep you informed. Gates open at 2, and I don't think it's going to be a problem. One of the coolest things a couple of years ago, I'm from Indianapolis, so when I heard that the Indy cars were coming to Barber, I was so excited. And I'm excited about this interview. He's a 23-year-old engineering student out of UFC, and let me tell you about Ricky Taylor. He drives the Spirit of Daytona in the number 90 Corvette Daytona prototype. What a cool gig at 23. April 5th through the 7th, a Honda Indy Grand Prix will be back up at Barber. And during the Grand Am Porsche 250, look for Ricky to be up front. And Ricky, first of all, let me say good morning and thank you so much for coming on board with us this morning.
Oh yeah, thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to this weekend too. Should be a good one.
Yeah, now tell me about where you're at this weekend.
I'm at home this weekend.
Nice.
Just staying home watching Tempe Grand Prix and the F1 Grand Prix in Malaysia on TV.
So even if you're not racing, you're racing. You're watching it just like any other driver, right?
Exactly.
You know, I want to give a little bit of background about you, Ricky. You're a second-generation driver. You won 6 consecutive poles in 2011, finished second in the points in 2010 and 2011 with your father's team. Now, you have since then decided to make a change. And first of all, I want you to walk. Wayne Taylor Racing is who you formerly drove with in number 10 Corvette. I want to ask you a couple questions. A, how is the Corvette compared to some of the other cars? I know it's a sexy-looking ride. I know this quick, but I know you've had to work on it a little bit. And B, what is it like to leave your family team, essentially, and venture out?
Yeah, I think, first of all, the Corvette is a beautiful car, as you said. And, you know, that was one of the complaints that all the fans had about the DPs, is that they weren't good looking. But I think everybody agrees that these new Gen 3 cars are pretty cool. But yeah, the Corvette, you know, we did struggle. I think it's like one of the interesting things about sports car racing is there are many different types of cars. And they all have their strengths and weaknesses. And we kind of came out the box, and Daytona just, it's the hardest race in the world for us. And we struggled, to be honest. And then, you know, we went to some of the shorter tracks where the Corvette really, really took its stride. And I think the first win for the Corvette was actually with my team now, Spirit of Daytona at Barber, which is our next race.
So it
really caught its stride. And late in the season, I think we ended up winning the Corvette combined between all the teams, won more races than any other than any other brand. So it was really good. So I think coming into this year, we can go into the championship, with a really strong.
Ricky, correct me if I'm wrong, but you won the pole in 2010 with a new track record. Doesn't it still stand at 103.989?
I think so. I think it was the track record. But I don't know if we'll beat it this year. The cars they've had to kind of tune us back a little bit since then. But I'm sure every year with the new car we keep going faster. Mm-hmm. But back then the cars were pretty strong.
Well, let me ask you, Barber was originally built for motorcycles. I know the IndyCar drivers that we've had on the show before, including Will Power and, even A.J. Foyt talked to us a little bit about how it seems the track is a little bit more narrow than some of the other tracks you might be running on. Does that change the way you drive, or do you even see it that way?
You always drive to what the track gives you, and, it is one of the narrower natural terrain road courses we go to, that makes it interesting. I think it's hard to pass for most series, but when we go there with the Grand Am series, we have three different classes of cars on the track, doing three different, very very different lap times, and that opened up a lot of opportunity for us to pass. Where if it was just one class of cars, it's kind of hard to get a run or something. But with the difference in lap time, it really opens up a lot of opportunities. So I think the racing should still be exciting and also a big challenge, obviously, as you said, the track is very narrow.
I love the Grand Am Porsche or the Grand Am series due to the fact that it's road racing with a little bump and grind. You guys are very physical drivers, I think. Now, obviously, you don't want to be, but you lean on folks if you have to. And, I want to ask you, how do you mentally prepare? You talk about getting fifth in the season open there. It's Rolex 24 Daytona, hardest race in the world, obviously. And then you're going up against drivers from NASCAR, all sorts of different driver levels and, capabilities. And here you are, you've already had a lot of experience at 23, but what does that do mentally when you get prepared to run in such a huge race?
I know it is very tough. I think as most drivers are, I'm a fan before I'm a driver.
Yeah.
And looking at all those other great drivers, it's pretty intimidating at first. But when those IndyCar guys get fenders, I think they all of a sudden, they use them for sure. So, we're used to it, and, the Grand Am Series is great because it is very, very much a contact sport.
Yeah.
Although not always, too much to where people are spinning and crashing, but, it's always door-to-door.
You can lean on them a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, definitely leaning on them. So it's pretty exciting, and I just love it. I love a good, hard, clean battle.
Yeah,
for sure.
You leaving your dad's team, Wayne Taylor Racing, your younger brother Jordan has taken over the seat of that vet. How is he doing, and how is it to race against your brother?
Yeah, it's very weird. We've never raced against each other. We grew up racing together, but never in the same class on the track at the same time. So it was pretty strange. The Rolex 24, the way the driver rotations went, we were never
right.
Together on track, and then we go to round two at Texas, and we were banging our whole stint in a pretty massive battle. So it was very strange, and And I think he wasn't too happy with me afterwards.
Hey, you're the older brother. It's called respect. Earn it, buddy.
after a day or two, we were back to, you know, joking around and eating together finally.
Jeez. That's got to be stress on your parents.
I guess so. I don't know who they were cheering for. I think I'm outnumbered a bit, seeing as my dad owns that team.
Yeah, I can see that. Let me ask you, I know you just tested over at New Orleans. What a great facility that is. What have you learned about that, and what do you think of that track?
It's a great track. We tested there last year as well, mm-hmm. and, I mean, it's a perfect test track. It's, you know, low-key. It's got a lot of really quick corners, so it's good for our testing for high downforce tracks like Barber and Lime Rock and things like that. So we go there and we basically had a plan of what we wanted to accomplish, and I think we definitely learned a lot. I don't think I've had a productive test like that in a long time, so I'm really looking forward to kind of showing what we learned at the coming weekend.
Well, how do you do what you do? You're 23, you've got a full-time racing career and also an engineering student at UFC. When do you graduate?
I'm kind of on the 10-year plan. I'm still filming.
You're multitasking.
I'm just going very slowly and just, you know, trying to keep racing as my priority and the school as my backup plan. But, just going very slowly at the moment and, you know, getting through it while keeping my main focus on the racing.
Well, I'm going to ask you one more question, and we'll let you go, Ricky. First of all, I know, again, congratulations on the new ride. You've got a great-looking car, and you obviously know how to handle it. We have a lot of young drivers that listen to the show every morning on Saturdays, and I always like to ask people that have made it to that level, like yourself, what kind of inspiration or what would you tell any young drivers just getting started that might be starting to face some of the problems? Gosh, it's hard to find sponsors. Gosh, your car's not working right. I should just give this up. What kind of advice would you give young drivers just getting started, Ricky?
I think I was in a bit of a unique situation that my dad was actually a team owner. So I got opportunities that I feel very fortunate, but, you know, I also get to look at my dad and how a team owner looks at hiring drivers. And I mean, it's amazing how it's always the last guy you talk to or the last guy, you know, he's always talking to other people. He also manages drivers, and it always comes down to, the last person on your mind is the first person, you know, you bring up in a discussion. So, I mean, just talk to people and keep in people's face, just keep annoying them, and I'm sure people will think about you, and hopefully if you got the talent, you can prove it to them.
Well, there you go. I'm looking forward to seeing that number 90 Corvette Daytona prototype there in Victory Lane. Take that track record and do what you got to do in Barber. And Ricky, can't thank you enough for coming on board this morning. You have a blessed day, my friend.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Again, that's a good-looking car, and that driver knows how to run it. That's Ricky Taylor this morning. Are you going to shift gears now, talk about our own private Bristol in our backyard? I know Joe McArdle's standing by. Going to give you a rundown of what's happening in the next couple of weeks. Again, next race at Sunny South Raceway, April 5th, and Bombers and the Modifieds return. And also, hang on, Matt Weaver from SBNation.com talks Bristol, NASCAR, and IndyCar. There's a lot to cover in about 20 minutes. We better get started. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And thank you again to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. And by the way, Kane Motorsports excited to be taking the Bomber over tonight at Mobile. And I've got to thank my sponsors really quick. Everyone that has come on board and believes what we're doing. Obviously, if you haven't seen the car, it's gold color. Kind of looks like Bobby Allison's Miller car. We picked gold, my wife and I, because that's the color of childhood cancer. Giving all the money we make at raising it to childhood cancer. And so are a lot of our sponsors. Base City Collision, making that car look great. All the Gulf Coast McDonald's. Pull Apart gives us an extra $100 for every top five we get. All the cancer research. A great website if you want to investigate what it's like to be a Christian without being preached to. ShareGodsPower.com. Also, Skywatch Traffic. We've got Mobile Metro Glass, Suburban Mobile Homes, Precision Graphics, K1 Race Gear. Wait till you see my new driver's suit tonight. USFD Racing and Alabama Team Challenge. So now getting all that taken care of, I appreciate all those guys. I sound like Michael Waltrip a little, don't I? Bring it on in. Hey, we've got the man that's running Sunny South Raceway, our very own Bristol in our own backyard, and training tomorrow's drivers today. Joe McArdle. A little bit later in the show than usual, but thanks for getting up with us this morning.
Hey, man. Good morning, and thanks for having us on.
I always love having you on. Now, we're taking a special weekend off here. We'll be back racing again coming up in just a couple of weeks, and excited about it because I love the racing out there. Last Friday, we had some great racing, but we're off until April 5th, and then you bring the Bombers and also the Modifieds back, and we had great car counts, but we want to get more out there, don't we?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we had some good racing last week, especially the Pro Challenge. You know, there's been a little bit of fuel-injected engines show up in the Pro Challenge class. And we had Palato come down from Birmingham in the 16 Monte Carlo. And it's a showdown we've been waiting for over a year, basically. Yeah, we've got our hot dog down here, Billy Elmore, in the three car. Been waiting a year, and so everything came together last race, and they put on the race. They traded the lead seven times in a 20-lap feature without touching each other.
Yeah, but now, granted, let's say they were sideways dirt tracking it, but you're right.
They were sideways. And then Billy made that last pass, stretched it out, and finished a good seven car lengths ahead of the Birmingham car. And we were real pleased. I know Billy was pleased with it. Billy and old Paw Elmore, they were ready for that win. And I'm glad it happened in our track.
Yeah, and yeah, you know, where else can you go see these Pro Challenge vehicles around here? There's no other track in this area.
No, sir. We are the only track in the state of Alabama that runs them. They have a series in Georgia and a series in Florida. And I might add the Memorial Day Classic, all three series is coming to Mobile.
Oh, yeah, and let's touch on that real quick. That has been a big event for you guys. How many years have you done that?
This will be our 10th year.
Wow, unbelievable.
This will be our 10th year.
And it's a special race because it's a two-day race.
It's a two-day race. Well, we've done, you know, a Memorial Day being what it is, the following Monday is like the day off, so we selected a holiday weekend where you come in and race Friday night, race Saturday, take Sunday off, and then get home Monday and chill. So it works out pretty good.
You got to unload that stuff. That's what you do Monday, right?
Right.
Let me ask you how your granddaughter did as she's starting her racing career.
Josie, the Miss 44, the little blue bandolero, she's had two races this year. She got a second in the first race. Mm-hmm. This past race had a little bit of mechanical problems. Mm-hmm. The crew chief there, I ain't going to call no names, for some reason cannot get the right adjustment on the chain, and we've been eating up clutch gears and axle gears.
Oh man, that gets expensive.
yes, we've got it in the garage now, and we'll work on it some more today. And just like to remind everybody that we do have the extra week off because of the Easter weekend.
Yes,
and we will come back the 5th of April. Racing 8 o'clock, and we'll be bringing the mods and the modifieds back with us.
Yeah, and the bombers, and now, obviously, if you drive Sportsman and you want to come check out the track, gates are open for you guys as well.
Yes, very much so. And I'd like to tell the Sportsman, if you want to race, give me a call. Mm. We have a racetrack. We want you to race.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, come on down.
Now, this is a special off weekend for you, so we were talking off the air. You saw some great racing at Five Flags, the sprint cars, obviously. And if you blink, you're going to miss the the feature. You'll be back out of Mobile, too, just saying hi to some of the drivers, too, right?
Right. We went last night to Five Flags. I'd never seen them at Five Flags, so we went. And I'll say this. The track record was broke six different times.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, the new track record is a 13:20. And, you know, after seeing the qualifying, you know, you could have went home because you've seen everything there.
You know, that's it. If you come to Mobile tonight, and we're not taking away from Sunny South, but if you go there, you want to get there early enough to find the qualifying because that's just as exciting, isn't it?
Right. I strongly recommend the qualifying. Now, you had the little 50 car there.
Yeah.
Which is a Mopar who set the track record.
Wow.
So I think it's the only Mopar in the field.
Well, that's something. So these cars, I think they had one car that got tore up, and I think he has a backup talking to Tim earlier. We should have another full field of cars. They had up to 29, 30 cars, and they run, I believe they run 20. So
they started 20, and you had a couple cars drop out. Of course, you know, they drove off the track. You had one car go into the wall backwards.
Jeez.
But I don't see why he can't come back. In fact, it's your local there, Todd Fayer out of Mississippi.
Oh, so he's the one that got tired. Okay.
Yeah, number 13.
Well,
But it was a good night of racing.
Well, Joe, I know we'll do it again next racing on April 5th. You go to sunnysouthraceway.org. That's the website. We've got a great site set up for you guys, very family-friendly. You can also find out more about the track and all the classes that you run, all the way from the Mighty Mites up to the Bombers, Open Wheel Modifieds, and everything else that you got. So we just want to thank you for, again, being part of what we do here at the Racing Show and really trying to drive more people to your track to see what it's like, because it's a different track. Again, no adult beverages allowed. The kids can run around, and you got those bike races, and those kids bring out the bikes every weekend that you guys race, and it's always a lot of fun, because again, you can have no fear and let your kids run everywhere, and it's not going to be a problem. Not seen one since the many years that I've been coming to Sunny South.
It's a good track, and like you say, we're guilty on all the above.
That's awesome. Joe, we appreciate you coming on board. I'm sure I'll see you tonight at Mobile. You have a blessed weekend, my friend.
Thanks, Kane. Thank you.
Absolutely. Joe McCardle there. And coming up next, we're going to shift gears, talk NASCAR, talk IndyCar, and talk a little bit with Matt Weaver from SBNation.com. He's been all over the country, and he's got some pretty interesting stories, especially with Bristol from last weekend. Hang on. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, thank you, Tim Bryant, for talking to us earlier this morning. A great race. Six times. You just heard Joe McCardle from Sunny South Raceway. He went to Five Flags last night. Six times those wing sprint cars, the Must-See Extreme Sprinters, crushed the new track record over there at Five Flags. You're going to see the same thing today. Gates open at 2 o'clock, and racing starts early, an hour early at 7 at Mobile International Speedway. Also, thank you to the number 90 Corvette Daytona prototype driver, Ricky Taylor. Now, April 5th through the 7th, the Honda Indy Grand Prix coming up at Barber Motorsports Park, and I know one guy that will be there with SBNation.com is Matt Weaver, and Matt does so much, as well as not only working for this, the SBNation.com, but traveling around the country for races, but somehow he's also studying journalism at University of South Alabama. How do you juggle all that, Matt? Good morning.
Expensively.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, so a lot of time and effort and money put into racing and just trying to stay on the road. And, you know, it's not very different, I think, than a lot of the guys who are still in school and racing as well. And so I just try to keep chipping away.
Well, that's what you got to do. I want to say I really enjoy your writing. I think you do a great job. You help out with Mobile Speedway's website, and you did a great article on myself and Kane Motorsports. I appreciate the nice write-up and everything you put into that article. And you do a lot for all the local drivers as well. And, you know, one thing we talked about the ARCA race is, hey, I love the Bombers. We're going to talk about that a lot. Mm-hmm. But, you know, let's move on. You were at Bristol last weekend. One of your posts on Facebook said, I'm loving it, I'm having fun, but I'm thinking about the Rattler. How did you weigh that out?
Well, you know, when I first had the opportunity to go to Bristol, because this was my first time going, I really had to weigh, am I going to go to Bristol or am I going to go to the Rattler? Yeah. And a lot of people hear that and go, oh, come on. But anyone who's followed my career or knows anything about me just knows that I'm a super late model guy.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's real hard to pull me away from one of the top and premier super late model races of the Southeast. But I did choose Bristol.
And you did, and you did a great job. What did you see at Bristol? I you know, there were a lot of empty seats, and this used to be the ticket that you had to wait for years to get, but the economies have forced that out. But I think we saw some great racing. And then you see, I want to talk about a little bit of a feud with Joey and Denny Hamlin. You know, you were there for the whole time. You were spotted on speed, man. I saw your face around the corner while these guys were going at it. That was pretty cool. You happened to look over like, hey, there's a fight.
Yeah, if you see the scene, I'm walking out of the media center, and Denny pulls up right behind Joey, and Joey gets out of the car and immediately runs over to Denny's car and starts to say something. So we ask him what was said, and Denny says, you know, it's between me and him. Mm-hmm. Joey says the same thing. They won't talk about it, except then they go on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, blow it up.
Later, and, you know, they're going back and forth, and so we know exactly what's going on. But I think that race and the fight at the end probably sold them 10,000 more tickets for the fall race. The fall race is always more attended anyway.
Yeah.
This is the Bristol night race. But I think the new Bristol is starting to get its own identity. When they first did the restructuring or the repaving in 2007, the racing just wasn't the area. But as the surface gets older, as it turns more into a wind groove surface again,
yeah.
Not on the bottom, but at the top. And you see those guys fighting and pushing and shoving for one groove.
Yeah.
This place is going to be the hot ticket in NASCAR once again.
Well, and that's what it needs, you know. And what did you think as a fan? Obviously, you're a sports writer, but you are a racing fan. That's why you've chosen a career that you have. As being a fan and having the access that you did, you had to be living on cloud nine, watching your Facebook and reading your articles on SBNation.com. You really seem to be having a lot of fun up there at Bristol. What did you take away from the experience?
Well, the main thing I took away is that it was something very familiar. It was short track racing. And I think that NASCAR has kind of done itself a disservice over the past 10 to 15 years by getting away from a lot of these short tracks or even the more racier tracks. You even have a place like Atlanta, which used to have two dates, which was the best speedway track. And now it has one. They're going to Kentucky. Detroit has two dates. They're an auto club speedway this weekend.
Yeah.
We really need to go back to these tracks where you've got 43 cars bunched together, and the only way to pass is by using the bumper. So places like North Wilkesboro, Fairground Speedway, Nashville, it's really a lost art, and Bristol is kind of the last Coliseum to borrow their name for that style of racing.
Well, and I think you've done a great job capturing it in your riding. And I want to shift gears. You know, earlier we had Ricky Taylor on, like you mentioned, driving that 90 Corvette. He currently holds the track record up there at Barber Motorsports Park. I went for the first year, and I'm going to try to go this next race coming up April 5th through the 7th. That's a huge race. You've got the Grand-Am Porsche 250, and then, of course, you've got the IndyCars. And you did a great article this week about IndyCar predictions. Who will win the Izod IndyCar Series Championship? I think you nailed it on the head. Tell us a little about who you picked, and you picked him for quite a few wins in the races, including Barber.
Yeah, I actually picked Will Power to win the championship. It'll be the third season in a row that I picked Will Power to win the championship. What has happened to him, for those who don't follow the IndyCar series, is he's been the guy, for the most part, who has led the series in wins for each of the past 4 years, but just has the monkey on his back to where he can't close out the championship. He's actually come into the final race either leading or being within a few points of the lead each of the past 4 years and just cannot get it done, whether it's Dario Franchitti or last year with Ron Hunter Ray. I think this year is the year where he finally gets the monkey off his back and wins the championship.
You've got Will Power, Scott Dixon, and Ron Hunter Ray picked as your top three, and I think it's pretty solid. Dario Franchitti has mentioned Helio Castroneves. Has he lost Helio? Has he lost that magic that he had at one time through all the stuff that he's been through?
Well, I think you've seen the series really change
over
the last 5 years. When Helio was at the top of his game, the series was more oval-based, where if you look at the schedule this year, you're going to see so many of the road and street courses.
Yeah.
IndyCar has introduced doubleheaders this year. So at Detroit, Houston, and one other track, which escapes me right now, there's going to be doubleheaders. So they're going to run on Saturday and then on Sunday.
See, that's
strong. So when you're on that sort of track and you're giving Will Power and that team Penske a chance to figure out a track twice in one weekend, it's hard to bet against those guys.
Yeah, well, that's true. Let me ask you, going back to the local guys, we've got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes or so. You do a lot at Mobile International Speedway. You're a race fan. You write the articles. Also, you go to Five Flags when you can and your schedule allows it. What for the drivers, I'm sorry, for the fans that are listening this morning, obviously we have a little bit of weather issue. You stay on Facebook on Mobile International Speedways. Also, Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Tim Bryant will call me. If they cancel, we'll get it right on there really quick. But, you know, with the threat of rain, it could hurt the crowds. But what can you tell the fans that haven't been out to the track in a while, especially about tonight's race? Why should we come out to Mobile International? I already know because I'm a driver and I love it. And it's some of the, I mean, for the money, you're not going to get any better in entertainment. But what's your take on it, Matt?
Well, at the very top, you have the must-see Extreme Sprint Car Series, which are the fastest cars in short track racing.
Yeah.
They're going to set a new track record tonight.
Guaranteed.
And that is a guaranteed history that you're going to see. But let's go down from the Bombers and the Sportsmen. This is the best racing in the region. And again, I see NASCAR, I see Formula One, I see IndyCar. But the most fun I have sitting in a grandstand is at Mobile International when the local guys get out there. And that's something that you really can't put a price tag on.
Yeah.
Tim's got a price tag on it, but it's well worth the price.
Yeah, and as a fan, you know, you look what he did last night. You know, the Five Flag Speedway, $10 tickets to get in for the sprint cars. Next week in the racing, next Friday night, if you have a ticket from last week, you get $5 into the stands. You can't beat that. That's a gallon of gas gets you into the racetrack for the whole night, and that's the way to look at it.
But, you know, so many people clamor for more closer racing and exciting racing on TV. Well, they got that kind of racing right here in their backyard every Friday and Saturday night here in our region.
And God forbid if it does get rained out, well, you know, we go tomorrow, 3 p.m. after church. You have plenty of time to get over the track. You know, record NASCAR, DVD it, or DVR it, and you'll be set and ready. Matt, we've got about 30 seconds. How can we keep track of you and all the escapades of your riding styles, and how can we watch you and keep track? I know you're on Twitter and everywhere else.
Yeah, mostly you can find me on Twitter. It's twitter.com/MattWeaverSBN, and that's for SBNation.com. So with that said, my stories can be found on SBNation.com/NASCAR.
Well, Matt, I appreciate you getting up with us, and I know we'll see you later at the track today. Again, gates open at noon, racing an hour early at 7. Matt, thank you, and we'll definitely have you on sooner than later, my friend.
It's always good to be on, Kane.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. There you go, Matt Weaver again with SBNation.com. Wrapping up the show again, Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. We'll podcast the show later at usfdracing.org. Thank you again to Bay City Collision, McDonald's, Pull Apart, ShareGodsPower.com, SkyWatch Traffic, Mobile Metro Glass, Suburban Mobile Homes, Precision Graphics, K1 Race Gear, USFD Racing, and Alabama Teen Challenge. Kane Motorsports back out there to try to get our third pole in a row tonight at Mobile International Speedway. It's going to be tough. We've got JJ Day's dad, Papa Day back in, and some other great racers. We'll see you tonight at the track.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com.